Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Today's guest, Terry Walls. She's a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine in Iowa City and a pioneer in applying nutritional protocols to autoimmunity. She herself, as if you listen to part one, a sufferer of multiple sclerosis, failing conventional therapy, embraced a natural approach based on diet and lifestyle, certain supplements, has turned things around dramatically, is incredibly productive, spreading the word about the Walls protocol through such things as her original book, came out in 2014, her TEDx talks, her website, Terry Walls, WAHLS.com, the Walls Foundation, and it's lots of useful information that she offers to the public, so please investigate and get this cookbook. I'm going to try some of the recipes. They look great. The Walls Protocol Cooking for Life just out. So how does your program try to create a supported community?
Well, in my clinics, we would bring people in, and I discovered that having them go through the program as a group is profoundly helpful for that peer-to-peer connection. Immensely helpful for them to come back about every 6 weeks. In addition, I've created a seminar that I have every year where people can collect for either 3 or 4 days. Learn a lot. There's a lot of peer-to-peer teaching connection. Then we create a Facebook community for that group. So they get to have that peer connection all year long. What we're discovering is that people like they get so much value out of this. They come back year after year. Now, I certainly changed the program, but they so enjoy the community that they stay engaged, and they keep coming back for our annual events.
Indeed. And that can be found at your website, which is terrywalls.com. That's where you can get information. So does the food have to all be organic, grass-fed, wild-caught, and why, if so, yeah, why is that preferable?
So, in my clinics that I ran at the VA, and I did that for, 6 years, we had the traumatic brain injury clinic, and 3 years, the lifestyle clinic. Most of my vets did not have money. They were on very tight financial budgets. And so with them, and they taught me that it was really important to teach people how to do this on a budget, that if all they could afford were canned foods, we'd work with them on that, explain that, yes, you can have canned foods, but drink the juice, don't pour it down, get rid of the bad foods, ramp up the good foods. We'd explain how to determine what your food budget is, and just let them begin to improve the quality of the food as their resources improved. What we saw is, so I said, yep, you know, it doesn't have to be organic. It doesn't have to be wild caught. If you can figure out how to do that, that's great, but it's not required. You'll still recover, although it'll be more slowly. If your funds allow you to get organic, or maybe you have to just prioritize organic based on the environmental working group, that's fine. We're in Iowa. People get into gardening, into hunting, fishing, foraging. And this, a lot of communities have deer kills because there's too many deer, so they have sharpshooters come in. Mm-hmm. And so they have all this venison, frozen venison, that's available to anybody who wants to come get that from the community lockers. And many of our vets were able to tell us that they, because we taught them how to cook and how to avoid food waste, they were saving money on their overall food budget. By learning how to cook with us.
So they're not eating as many processed foods, which always they jack up the price by, flavoring it and packaging it and tarting it up.
They aren't buying all these sugar-laden beverages, sweet lattes and coffees. Mm-hmm. They aren't going out for fast food. So they're learning how to cook at home, planning for leftovers, taking a bag lunch, and suddenly they realize that, you know, they were able to implement everything that we taught them, and they saved money.
Mm-hmm. It can economize, yeah. And, of course, I mean, studies really show that people's health is in direct proportion to the amount of time they spend cooking and eating at home. You know, I'm in the belly of the beast here in New York City where everybody's a foodie, but that can take a toll on you.
Yes, yes.
So why the emphasis on coconut? You know, we've been told so often in the past, stay away from saturated fats. There was virtually a jihad against coconut and tropical oils in the past. And unfortunately, we're
absolutely
replaced with margarines as a substitute.
Hydrogenated fats. Yeah. I remember going to medical school and being taught that hydrogenated fats were what we should be using.
Better, yeah.
Turns out, as we get our basic science in better clarity, the cell membrane is 70% cholesterol and saturated fat. It's 10% omega-6 fat and about 1% omega-3 fat. When we severely restrict our fat intake, we can't have very healthy cell membranes. And because these cell membranes make up the myelin, the wiring insulation in our brain, then we don't have healthy myelin. So these very low saturated fat diets put you at great risk for early memory loss, early mm-hmm. dementia.
Because we are, after all, we're all fatheads, it turns out, right? That our brains are laden with fat. Yeah.
And the rates of dementia are climbing. It turns out that the big problem with cholesterol is the cholesterol molecule that was damaged by sugar or damaged by lead or mercury or a virus particle. Mm-hmm. So helping people address the sugar, the lead that got stored in their fat, and teaching them to floss their teeth really improves the health of the cholesterol molecules, makes those cholesterol molecules not inflammatory, so they're healthy. Their heart health improves, their brain health improves, their memory functions improve. And we see that time and time and time again.
Okay, this is a good point at which to pause because we want to let one of our sponsors give us a message. When we return, I want to focus on specific supplements and other lifestyle measures that can augment the diet to support recovery from autoimmune disease. Our guest, Terry Walls, and now let's hear from one of our sponsors. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code HOFFMAN at checkout at tryzona.com. Thanks for listening, folks, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. So, Dr. Wells, supplements. Clearly, diet provides many of the essential nutrients, but were there any supplements that you found beneficial in your recovery or that you recommend?
Well, yes. And I want people to really tailor this to their family history and their particular health consequences. So I've got a great chapter in my book that reviews all those factors I consider as I make recommendations for what supplements people should think about adding. So at first I want people to monitor their vitamin D level and get their vitamin D level into the top half of the class. And so it may be, depending on the person, there might be 1,000 units of vitamin D a day, or it might be 10,000 units of vitamin D a day, depending on how well they metabolize and absorb their vitamin D and the color of their skin pigment. We also talk about optimizing their homocysteine level. And when somebody's homocysteine is higher than 7.5, then I want to know what their B12 and folate are. And then I will use things like B-complex, methylfolate, methyl B12 to get, and I might use SAMe to get that a homocysteine optimized. Then I like to look at their nails and their skin and their mouth to get a sense of their mineral status. Do they have problems with zinc, arsenic, selenium that are too low or too high? When I look at the mouth and tongue, I get a lot of information about their B vitamin status. And so I may do a little further investigation depending on what I find on their nutrition exam. And I measure their cholesterol, their triglycerides, and their hemoglobin A1C, and I'll make further recommendations based on what I see with those lab values.
Mm-hmm. Are you a big fan of fish oil, omega-3s?
You know, I'm a very big fan, and my preference is a cod liver oil, because I like to have vitamin A, vitamin D, and the omega-3 oils in there as well. The molecular distilled fish oils are another option. Presently, I've been using cod liver oils and been very happy with that.
Okay. Some of the anti-inflammatories that are sometimes used for brain disorders, like curcumin, is that part of your repertoire?
Well, we talk a lot about curcumin. We talk a lot about turmeric in ginger. So it will be, and I also talk about things like algae, chlorella, and spirulina. And it's sort of a give and take with our patients. Cause I like to keep their supplement regimens relatively simple, and to add things in a very methodical way, one step at a time. But I'm hugely fond of coconut milk, bone broth, and turmeric and ginger to make a golden broth beverage that is just fabulous. People are very, very fond of that.
Instead of, I think in Ayurvedic medicine they use milk, but in this case you'd use coconut as the vehicle for getting a lot of golden curcumin into the body and into the brain. Good stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's just delicious.
Indeed. So a lot of people might say, well, you know, this sounds kind of austere. You know, what's for dessert, for example? I mean...
Well, so... You know, some of my paleo friends will make desserts based on flour-based products, coconut, or rather, gluten-free flours. I don't go down that path. Instead, I'll go down paths of flaxseed puddings, chia seed puddings. We'll make some custards using yams and squashes that are all just really quite delicious. We have some Wall's fudge that my kids really loved, and so did their friends in high school. So, and we have some keto treats that my daughter said, like, oh, my God, Mom, this is delicious. So the food can be incredibly yummy. It can be very low glycemic index food. And your children and your grandchildren can love it. And it's still great for your brain. It doesn't overly stimulate your insulin. So it's still health promoting, even though it's delicious.
I can attest to that because we had three generations now in our family is subsisting on a quasi-paleo diet. We make it interesting, varied, and we've got some healthy young family members as a result. And kids who, you know, aren't hooked on the sweets that so often are introduced too early, and program kids' brains and taste buds to gravitate towards those things.
Yeah, we're all really quite vulnerable to developing a sugar addiction. And we warn people when they first start the program that they may experience withdrawal. And for those first 2 weeks can be very challenging. But we warn them, we talk about some strategies for managing those symptoms.
What about other lifestyle aspects to this? Because, you know, clearly, you know, people talk about exercise, stress reduction, sleep optimization. How key are those to achieving success? It's not all diet, is it?
You know, so those are all really important. But there's one that you haven't mentioned
yeah.
That I'm going to steer us into, And these have to do with our resilience factors.
Okay.
So I've spent more time talking about why people want their health. What is their health going to do for them? Is it to have the best garden in town? Is it to have the finest show dogs or show cattle? Is it to see their son graduate? Is it to see their daughter graduate? And by clearly identifying what they want their health for, or what their personal mission statement is, then it becomes easier for people to develop that internal motivation mm-hmm. to do the work of adopting this new diet and lifestyle program, so they can stay the course and do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Then we talk about, you know, stress reducing practices, how to add more movement into their life, how to improve the quality of their sleep at night, because all of these environmental factors speak to my genes continuously and are turning genes either on or off, and I'm either making a resilient, disease-resistant body, or I'm making a sickly, inflamed, disease-prone body based on what all these environmental factors are doing.
Indeed. And, you know, I think the science of epigenetics tells us that our genes are somewhat program us and push us in a certain direction, but our fate is not inexorable, and, you know, you certainly have demonstrated this with your own personal health story, that things can turn around with a radical lifestyle change.
Correct. Even with very advanced disability, there's a remarkable level of recovery that can still be possible.
Okay, so what's today's Intelligent Medicine take-home message? First of all, let's alert people to, once again, to the book. It's The Walls Protocol, Cooking for Life, the revolutionary modern paleo plan to treat all chronic autoimmune conditions. And again, it's not just for people who are sick. It's for people who want to explore the benefits of a paleo-style diet. You know, maybe they're feeling a little tired. They have no specific illness. They want to lose some weight. They've been told their cholesterol is a little high. Moving towards diabetes, this book would be an excellent place to start. But then again, even for people with really challenging medical conditions, it's worth a shot. And what resources do you offer people on your website? And you have seminars as well.
Right, right. So we have a membership site that gives you access to our lectures every month and a chance to ask me questions that I answer every month, and we'll discuss the topics that people put out. We have a menus for all three levels for a year. People love that. We also have the seminar, and people who sign up on the newsletter will hear about my private practice that's opening up, and will hear what kind of options they have to get into my private practice.
Mm-hmm. So you do give personal consultations.
Well, this is going to be a very new aspect that we'll have, and I'll be starting that in June.
Great. Okay. Well, I mean, this really attests to your recovery because, you know, all the things you're involved in, you are a powerhouse. I mean, you went from, you know, heading for being bedbound, confined to a wheelchair, to a dynamo promoting this important information and conducting studies and interacting with patients and the public. And you're performing a great service by mainstreaming and popularizing this approach.
Thank you. You know, I feel so grateful to have my life back. I'm trying to let everyone else in the world know that there's a real possibility that they too could get their lives back if they'd be willing to go on this journey.
Well, indeed, it is a message of hope, and you certainly exemplify that. The Walls Protocol, Cooking for Life. Get the book. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Walls.
Thank you.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.